Last Sunday, we celebrated the 17th Sunday in Ordinary Time. And next Sunday, we will celebrate the 19th Sunday of Ordinary Time. But we do not celebrate the 18th Sunday, not this year anyway, rather the Transfiguration. Today we celebrate this moment when on top of Mount Tabor, our Lord was transfigured in front of these three disciples. It takes precedence over the normal ordered readings in the ordinary time. The Transfiguration is not simply an event that happened 2,000 years ago or a future event yet to come, but it's a reality of the present, a way of life available to us who seek and accept Christ's nearness. The light that shines forth from Christ in the Transfiguration and later at his resurrection is the triumph of light over the darkness of evil. This feast is both a reminder and an opportunity for us to look to Christ as the light of the world. This miraculous event is, I believe, a little hard to grasp, hard to imagine what something like this would have what it would have looked like. Matthew tries to describe the disciples' encounter of Jesus in this moment as bright as the sun. That's bright. I've tried looking at it, at least when I was young, and I learned the hard way not to do it. But what does this actually mean for us? The Transfiguration is an exceptional revelation, both to Jesus' disciples and to us. Just 1 week prior to this event on top of Mount Tabor, Peter had his famous recognition of Jesus as the Messiah. He declared Jesus to be the one promised. The Transfiguration affirms this for the disciples and for us as well. But it also elevates their understanding. If there was any doubt as to Jesus' divinity, it's laid to rest. The light doesn't simply reflect off of Jesus as if he were a holy man, you know, somebody somewhat important, but rather he is the source of the light. It comes from within him and is expressed through his humanity. Besides confirming his divinity, the Transfiguration prefigures the glory to come through his future resurrection. The trials and persecution to come can present doubt and a temptation to flee. But the glory revealed on this mountaintop indicated that the future passion of Christ is transformed into light, into freedom, and to joy. Jesus came to save mankind from sin and death through his own passion and death on the cross. And his victory is prefigured in his Transfiguration. This is our faith in a nutshell. The good news. The reason we truly have hope. The Transfiguration and what it symbolizes compels us to make our faith known to others. If you understand that the Son of God became man, died, and rose again so that you might have eternal life, and that salvation hangs in the balance of believing this, then you must be willing to bring others to this same belief. To remain silent in the face of ignorance on the part of others is to simply watch them stumble through life and ultimately fall to their eternal death. As baptized Catholics, as Christians, we all have a responsibility to bring others to the church, to share the good news, and to encourage each other in our faith. The formal way in which this is carried out is through the normal parish RCIA program, whereby people can learn about our faith, foster a relationship with God, and can discern whether or not to enter our church. We all know someone who has asked questions about our faith, is searching for some answers, or simply waiting for a personal invitation to come to the Catholic Church. And this is what we This is where we act as true disciples of Christ, when we notice these people and we respond and we assist them by suggesting something such as our CIA, which begins here at Blessed Sacrament at the end of the month. God wanted to bring the people of ancient Israel to the understanding that the Messiah, Jesus, was in their midst. No less than back then, God wants people to know and believe in Jesus Christ today. When the three disciples became afraid and fell to the ground, we hear that Jesus came and touched them. When Jesus touches somebody, they are forever changed. They're no longer the same person. He wants to touch the lives of everyone, and he wants us to help make that happen. What's Jesus say to his disciples after he touches them? Rise and do not be afraid. Sin and then the normal struggles of life weigh people down. They cause fear and anxiety, whether they show it or not. Christ wants to raise them up and relinquish them from that fear and anxiety. And oftentimes that only happens when a person of faith directs them to God. As they were coming down the mountain, Jesus curiously tells them, Do not tell anyone what you saw until the Son of Man has been raised from the dead. Well, he's been raised almost 2,000 years ago. It's time to tell others. We can and should be having authentic, deliberate conversations with others. And not to convince them that Jesus started the Catholic Church or that the Catholic Church possesses the fullness of truth. Although that's true, we don't argue just for the sake of winning an argument. We evangelize and invite others to the Catholic faith because through our baptism, we have become beloved children of God. And this is not meant to be kept hidden. We must reveal it because God the Father did so when he said, "This is my beloved Son, with whom I am well pleased." By your union with Christ, you too are beloved by God our Father. And that changes your whole outlook on life, or at least it should. So should we not want others to experience this for themselves? Some of you have loved ones, brothers or sisters, cousins, sons or daughters, who are not practicing the faith or don't want to hear of God's love for them. And you have come to realize that it might come down to someone else speaking to them, a non-family member reaching them to get through to them. What if you are that person for someone else's loved one?